From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton jumped back onto the campaign trail Tuesday after a bitter first head-to-head debate in which Clinton frequently forced her prickly opponent onto the back foot. The White House hostful sparred over temperament, stamina, judgment, and other issues in a televised matchup Monday night that seemed to have gone in favor of the Democrat Clinton. In a snap CNN poll of 521 voters, 62% judged that Clinton had won the debate against 27% for Trump, with most mainstream political analysts agreeing that Clinton was a stronger performer. You can visit voanews.com for all the debate coverage. Two Afghan soldiers with suspected Taliban links killed at least 12 of their comrades as they slept in northern province of Kunduz, according to officials Tuesday. It's the latest in the so-called insider attack. The incident occurred just after midnight on the outskirts of the city, which was briefly captured by the Taliban last year. So far, an investigation has been launched into the incident. Bombings targeting shopping areas in Shiite districts of the Iraqi capital Tuesday killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50, according to security and medical officials. The Islamic State jihadist group claimed the attack in the Baghdad Jadida neighborhood in the east of the city. Turkey has dismissed 87 staff from its spy agency over alleged links to the failed July 15th coup, according to state media Tuesday. It's the first purge of one of the country's most powerful institutions. The National Intelligence Organization has suspended 141 personnel in an internal investigation. This is VOA News. The third typhoon to hit Taiwan in 2 weeks killed 4 people and injured scores Tuesday, bringing violent winds and heavy rain as schools and offices closed. Typhoon Megi forced thousands to evacuate their homes, and it played havoc with rail and road links as it made landfall in the eastern county of Hualien in the early afternoon. A new report from the World Health Organization indicates more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution, contributing to a number of health problems. VOA's Jeff Custer reports. We'll have that report for you shortly. Meanwhile, Britain vowed Tuesday to oppose any attempt to create an EU army following the Brexit vote, although the head of NATO denied the European Defense Cooperation would undermine the transatlantic alliance. The row broke out as European Union defense ministers met in Bratislava to discuss ways of boosting defense cooperation. That's one of the priorities set when the bloc's leaders met without Britain earlier in the month. Arriving for the talks, the British defense minister, Michael Fallon, said NATO had to remain a cornerstone of our defense and our defense of Europe. The new report from the World Health Organization indicating more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution that contributes to a number of health problems. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
New data released Tuesday by the UN Health Watchdog shows that the problem is most prevalent in large cities, but people may be surprised to find out how bad the air quality is in rural areas. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday, WHO Public Health and Environment Director Maria Neira describes the situation as a global public health emergency.
It's extremely important to put this data outside for politicians to understand, for citizens to be aware of this, for countries to take action, and for all of us to move into promoting some interventions that will cause reduction of air pollution, and by doing so, reducing those 6.5 million deaths caused by air pollution every year.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The World Trade Organization Tuesday downshifted its global trade forecast, warning that anti-globalization rhetoric and the Brexit were pushing trade growth to its slowest pace since the financial crisis. The warning comes as talks on the landmark free trade deal between the European Union and the United States battle stiff opposition. Bomb attacks hit a mosque and an international convention center in the eastern German city of Dresden, according to police Tuesday. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.